Okay, so picture this. You just finished filing your taxes. Hit submit, or maybe you're old school, dropped in the mailbox, maybe said a little prayer. Either way, you're feeling that wave of relief, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then it hits you. The waiting game for that refund begins.
Yeah, it's true for a lot of people that anticipation is real. And it's understandable. We're often talking about a significant chunk of change.
Exactly. So in this deep dive, we're going beyond the basics. To help you navigate the sometimes kind of confusing world of tax refunds,
What?
we're talking timelines, tracking tools, maybe even a few hacks you can use to speed things along. Because let's be real, nobody wants to be left in the dark wondering, where's my money?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Understanding the process can be truly empowering.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. You've electronically filed or e-filed your return, and you get that confirmation email. Victory, right?
Well, not so fast. That initial confirmation is like the IRS saying, "We see you." It's more of a digital head nod than a reason to celebrate. Technically, it's called an acknowledgement record. Think of it as a receipt proving you filed. But it doesn't necessarily mean your return is accurate. Or even that they've begun looking at it yet.
Okay, so that confirmation email, it's more like the starting pistol, not the finish line. So how do we go from, okay, we got your stuff, to actually tracking our refund? Asking for everyone who might be obsessively checking their bank accounts right now?
Well, luckily, the IRS has some pretty sophisticated tools for that these days. You've probably heard of Where's My Refund on their website. And for those who need updates on the fly, there's the IRS To Go app. But here's what many people don't realize. These tools actually reveal more than just, is my refund there yet?
Do tell. You know I love a good insider tip.
Right. So as your return moves through the system, you'll see these status updates: return received, refund approved, and finally, refund sent. But within each of those stages, the IRS actually uses internal codes, almost like a secret language, to signal exactly where your refund is in the process. Now, they don't make those codes public, but knowing they exist can be oddly reassuring.
Like knowing the chefs are hard at work in the kitchen, even if you can't see the meal yet. So walk us through those stages again. What should people actually expect to see?
Yeah, so that first stage, return received, it just means the IRS has your return in their digital hands, or maybe physical ones. If you mailed it in,
And I'm guessing that's where a lot of us start frantically refreshing those tracking pages.
you're not wrong. Patience is key here. I mean, think about it. The IRS receives millions of returns, especially as we get closer to that April deadline.
Ah, yes, the annual tax season scramble. I can practically hear the collective groan of the nation.
Right. So once they've, had time to give your return a once over, and assuming everything looks good, you'll hit that refund approved stage. This means they've crunched the numbers. Checked for any red flags? Basically, your refund is good to go.
Music to our ears. So at this point,
Yeah.
we're basically just waiting on the money to magically appear, right?
Okay.
How long does that usually take?
Well, the IRS typically says to allow up to 21 days for most refunds to be issued. But, and this is important, that's 21 business days. So weekends and holidays don't count in your favor.
That's right. The IRS clock operates on its own unique time zone.
Exactly. Now, for the majority of people who e-filed an accurate return, that 21-day time frame is pretty realistic. But there are a few things that could potentially cause a delay.
Okay, let's talk worst-case scenarios. What should people look out for? What might slow things down?
Well, aside from the usual suspects like those weekends and holidays, one of the biggest culprits for delays is errors on the return. And I'm not just talking about major mathematical miscalculations, sometimes even a simple typo, like a wrong digit in your social security number can throw a wrench in the works.
Oh, wow. So even tiny errors can really mess things up.
Yeah, it's all about the detail.
Oh, okay, so attention to detail is crucial here.
Absolutely. That's why I always encourage people to take advantage of reputable tax software. Or, consult with a tax professional,
Yeah.
especially if you're dealing with anything remotely complicated.
Yeah, it's always better to be safe than sorry. Speaking of being proactive, are there any steps listeners can take to try and avoid these delays in the first place?
Definitely. One of the best things you can do is file electronically and opt for direct deposit.
So cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And as we mentioned before, accuracy is key.
Right. Double check everything.
Yes. But here's another pro tip. File early. Think of it like this: trying to beat the rush at a popular restaurant. Get there before the dinner rush, and your order is likely to be processed much faster.
That's a great analogy. File early, stress less. Now, for those who really like to be hands-on, what about those tracking apps and services you mentioned earlier? Can those really give us an edge?
Yeah, they can be helpful for some people. They're like those Find My Phone apps, Won't necessarily make your refund arrive faster, but can provide some peace of mind by showing you exactly where it is in the process.
Knowledge is power, as they say, especially when it comes to our hard-earned money, right? So we've covered a lot of ground here. But what about those unique situations, the ones that maybe don't fit into these categories? Where can listeners turn for help if they need it?
Well, that's a great question. And the good news is, you're never truly alone in this.
Yeah.
The IRS website actually has a ton of information, including specific sections dedicated to refund FAQs and understanding refund delays.
It's like the ultimate tax refund encyclopedia.
Basically,
And
yeah.
then if you need more personalized support, there's always reputable third-party services like TurboTax or H&R Block.
Exactly.
Okay, so before we wrap up, what is the one key takeaway you want listeners to remember from this deep dive?
I'd say even though the tax refund process may seem a bit overwhelming at times, with a little bit of understanding and some proactive planning, it doesn't have to be a stressful experience.
That's reassuring to hear. And it's good advice for almost anything related to taxes, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of tax refunds. Until next time.
See you next time.